USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two small tornadoes touched down briefly in Arkansas nearly a week after 23 people were killed in Alabama. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says it's important to be prepared for twisters.
If there are tornado watches issued at any point throughout the day, please make sure you have your safe plan in place. If you live in a mobile home, get out. You are safer in your car than you are in a mobile home. If you live in a mobile home, make plans ahead of time, say perhaps with a friend that you can go stay with who lives in a non-mobile home. If that's not an option, an easy solution, head to your closest library.
Up to a foot of snow is possible in the upper Midwest and northern plains, along with blizzard conditions. Daylight savings time is upon us once again. Most Americans will spring forward, turning their clocks ahead 1 hour at 1 a.m. Arizona and Hawaii are states that opt out. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The embattled and accused singer R. Kelly is again out of jail in Chicago. He was being held for failing to pay more than $160,000 in child support. Details from WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Kelly said he'll straighten all of this out, said he loves his fans, then left attorney Steve Greenberg to answer questions.
It's open season on R. Kelly. Everybody is now coming forward and saying, oh, I met this man and this is what happened. Look, there's no money for these people.
Greenberg said Kelly made the $20,000 a month in support payments religiously until the criminal case slashed his income, and said Kelly fears for his career.
R. Kelly isn't the only celebrity in legal trouble in the Windy City. Empire star Jesse Smollett is facing 16 counts of allegedly lying to police for falsely claiming two men attacked him. Attorney Jesse Weber is with the Law and Crime Network.
At the minimum, he could get probation. I think if they're going to charge him with 16 counts, they're going to want some prison time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A sweeping government reform bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It has zero chance of passing the Senate, but for the record, the Democratic bill aimed to tighten government ethics rules and impose campaign finance restrictions, also going after voter suppression. It would have restored parts of the Voting Rights Act that they say have been whittled down by the Supreme Court in recent years. Republicans call it a liberal power grab, and again, the bill has no chance of passage in the Republican-led upper chamber. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new jobs report is out, and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the unemployment rate has declined to 3.8% last month. With more, here's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Karageorge of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up, while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%, the largest increase since April 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.